So, all right, so who's going first?
You got topics?
So I, what, do you still work at the Toyota
Center? Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh. I can hear you. Do you still work at the Toyota Center?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
What are you doing now?
Fucking work. I hustle every fucking day, though.
No, but what's your job?
Yeah, what, like, is what are you
quality
doing?
Inspection.
What is that?
So you're inspecting what?
You just, like, got a clipboard and you check shit off?
Not a clipboard. We're in 2022. It's
a tablet.
We have, you know, electronics to use.
So what are you checking?
Well, there's different processes, but we're the very end of the Toyota place. We're the sales. We're the money line. They call us the money line. We're the last ones to leave, so we get.
Money lane by, like, hours worked, or
then, no, that we're the ones that, like, check the last little things to sell the truck to because there's orders for the trucks, and once it goes through our department, it's done. We're sold.
That's all you got the money now,
and we're the last ones to leave because of that reason. So we're the money line.
You check the whole truck.
We have different processes. It's first water leak one, and there's a way to do it. You gotta check for defects. If there's water seeps in, you're gonna fucking take that shit off the line. You know,
destroy it or fix it.
No, there's a little gap. There's a little gap between water leak one and the rest of the processes. After it goes through the shower, if you're on water leak one, you decide if it goes straight, gets sold, or if it gets lined off, get checked. And
you get it.
Yeah, they pretty much, what, they just wet the car.
Like, wet?
No, it goes through a shower.
Yeah, no, like, so the cars that are being assembled, he's the one that checks every last little detail. Yeah, so, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the shower thing.
That's
why are you still in the shower? Like,
you don't get that?
I'm like, I get the water.
That's the first process. That's the first process that you learn. Left hand and right hand.
That's cool.
Mainly is, there's specifics to it. If you catch something, you catch something. But basically, you check if the water came in or not.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, wait, what are your coworkers like?
What do you mean?
Yeah, they smell,
I don't know. What are they like? Are they, like, old as fuck?
They're now we got some
MILFs.
We got some young people, but they're all grown as fuck. There's, like, two people my age and a 30-year-old.
Nice.
But
well, they're older than 30?
It's always, like, what do you call it? Like,
I have people who are like 45.
The rest of them are over 30.
But how many people do you have over 30? Huh?
Servers,
yeah,
like four.
Yeah, how many you got over 35? Like all of them.
All of them besides two people, yeah. Two, three people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like that's a career.
And two of them are like, they're like wannabe alpha males. So it's always like a dominant. Like, I don't know. When you're around people try to like. Be bigger than you and smarter and whatever, but it's always like
put them in your place.
Yeah, it's always a mind battle,
bro. I be doing that all fucking day.
I show dominance. I stand my ground all the time.
Big.
Is there part time work there?
No, unless you've been there for a long time. I wouldn't recommend it. You're not gonna like it. It's.
Is it boring?
It's gonna be tough on your mind, tough on your morale. Because when you start doing a lot of repetition, it starts getting to you.
I mean, you just do the same shit all day.
That's every job, though.
No, really. But this one's different. You're going through.
What you mean?
You're going through like 300 trucks, and you do the same.
Like,
processes.
Imagine you're checking the truck for the same thing.
All day. It's the same truck. Too,
ten,
right?
No, different trucks.
Different trucks.
Yeah.
It's like that minute truck.
I thought it was only Tundras.
Nah. So these wet ass trucks should be coming at you.
It's Tundras. It's Tundras. And the Sequoia now. And TRD Pros.
Nice.
That's the first process. Then there's water leak 2. Lights, seats, even the cup holder.
Nice.
And then it's installing the horn pad.
So do you do any of the installing? Or is it all like,
I do.
Machines?
I know all the processes.
No, I mean, I know you know it. But are you the only one doing it? Or is it like a machine doing it? You're just making sure it does
it? No, it's all people.
I know, but are you doing any of it? Are you just checking how it went on, right?
And you can install the horn pad.
Ah, okay, cool.
And then that's the only install part.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's already like fully assembled, I assume.
Yeah.
It's just you gotta connect with these things that fucking hurt your fingers, but freaking hands off eventually.
Bro, you should see my hands. They're fucking beat to peat this shit. I see them.
They're fucking black. You look like a witch.
Nah, dude, these are all scars, scratches, scars.
Scars. Now, I'm looking for related work experience for my
career. If you got your engineering degree, you could. I could try to talk to.
What do they?
I've met a few QEs, QAs.
What do they do?
Well, basically, I've talked to some of them, and from what I've got is that getting the degree gets you in. Then you're allowed to start learning, start growing. But you truly, as an adult, you don't know anything once you get a job, because you're not gonna know anything. But they're gonna let you learn, let you teach you, start moving up the ranks.
Yeah, it's how any job works. Yeah, pretty much.
But there's certain positions that you have to have a degree in. And QA and QE, you can get the engineering degree.
That's cool.
But you gotta have a tough mind, bro. Because the 2 weeks in the morning, you think 2 weeks in the morning, 2 weeks at night, you're like, I got it. You're like that the first 2 months, and then it starts hitting you. Like, your body's going through changes. Time is irrelevant. It's like,
I mean, yeah, because your schedule switching from.
Everyone that works at Toyota, we all live in a twilight zone. You know, there's no day or night. It's just, you laugh at it, but it's true. Everyone feels this way. I believe it. Everyone feels this way. We're living in a different world than normal people, because 2 weeks in the day, 2 weeks at night.
Well, because it fucks you up if you, like, go in, there's sun, you come out, there's night, and then there's, like, vice versa. Like, it just fucks you up.
There's no day or night.
You were telling me that the shifts are long, right? How long are they?
On a regular day, I go in at 6:30, but I'm ready to work at 6:30. There's a difference.
Makes sense.
I wake up at 4 in the morning. I get ready. I'm out. I'm there by 5:45. Damn.
5:45.
I'm ready to work there. I chill there. I usually start just working out. I start doing push-ups. Just get ready. And then I get out around 5.
How hardly do you wake up at work? I want to know this.
At 1... I never work mornings. I hate the mornings. But when I have to, I have to be there technically by 10:30. So I wake up at 9, do my shit, get dressed, leave for work. I try to get there by 10 if I'm working at the bar. Get shit set up. But bro, mornings are fucking cake. I'll stop, pick up some tacos. Like, you know. it's not that bad.
Nah, I've been having trouble getting out of bed. I go to work at like 10:30 a.m.
It's not that bad.
I would wake. I put my alarm. I know. But I put my alarm to 8:30. Come on, dog. I put my alarm to 8:30, and then
you woke up earlier for school.
It goes up. It goes off. And I'm like, all right. You know.
I mean, what time are you going to bed?
Real late.
Like, what's late?
Well, I don't go to bed until like 2 a.m.
Well, I mean. See, obviously, there is the issue. If you do math, you need to sleep for a certain amount of time.
Math. I know about math, all right?
Well, then go to bed earlier. That's your solution, and you'll feel way better.
That's what I've been trying to do, but it just doesn't work out sometimes. You know what I mean?
Have you been taking, like, melatonin and shit?
I got something stronger.
Fuck it.
I got...
What are you taking, Xanax? It was like the smoking dope?
No, it was like Zolpidem?
Oh, fucking no.
Yeah,
you know, you should take...
I think all you need is a little bit of whatever you're taking. Hit a weed. The thing is,
I take melatonin and I take these sleeping pills. Like they're just gonna knock me out.
Oh no!
I don't try to go to sleep.
And that's the thing. You have to try to go to sleep. That's how they work.
Is Nico's mic on? I can barely hear him.
Sorry, I'm probably leaning back.
Nah, he's fine.
Yeah, I'll try hitting this one a little bit.
Lean back.
You just pull it.
Like lately, I've been feeling so tired, even though like I sleep all day pretty much.
Yeah.
I have one like that. It's a piss bar.
I don't fucking know. This guy from work picked him up, and he picked up a few of them. And he buys from me most of the time, but I kind of been not doing that. So I picked him up. It's pretty cool. Probably never going to buy from him again. He's fucking weird. I've always known he's weird, but he's fucking weird.
So I was listening to Tom Segura, and he was saying how he thinks later when weed is legal, like, the kids aren't going to believe our stories about how when we were picking up weed.
No, no fucking way, dude. Like, if you can pick that shit up at the store.
At the gas station.
You will not believe the lengths we took.
Okay, what did you, like, because
I... His mic's not working.
His mic is working.
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Wait, just talk.
What?
You don't hear it, bro?
What? Oh, That's crazy. Oh, maybe you need to turn his volume up. Oh, yeah. Is yours up? Because mine's pretty good. No, don't touch me. I like where I'm at. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
But, like, the only weirdest, like, thing I've dealt with is the guy I was buying from told me that I had to smoke with him. Like, I couldn't take it. I was like,
you know what? I've done similar stuff, but I've convinced people to smoke my weed that I'm selling.
I mean, it was weird, but it wasn't like, it was a weird rule, but it wasn't like that's a bit too sketchy.
Yeah.
For me, you
know? Yeah, you're just like, whatever.
Yeah. So what's like the most sketchiest things y'all do? I know you had some weird dealers.
I'm
talking about Victor here.
There's been so many, bro.
I want to hear them because, like,
I don't remember any. I'm not part of that world anymore.
I mean, I'm sketchy. I haven't had many, but like weird, I've had a good amount.
What's the weird ones?
Like I've had that one time I was with you. I remember, and I picked up weed from this one guy. He was in his brother's car, or whatever. Gave it to me. We're on the bikes, and then we were leaving, and I saw a cop coming down the road.
That was with Memphis.
Yeah. And then we took off, and then he got arrested, right?
I remember that.
And then
he gave it to you in a talkies bag.
Yeah, I remember. He's like, try these chips, bro. I'm just like, try these chips.
All right.
I'm fucking dish the bag. Fuck this bag.
No, I remember that. I remember you were rushing us.
Yeah, because I saw the cops. I'm like, guys, come on.
And I was like, bro, I get my food.
Nope, no food.
And we took off on our bikes through the ditch. And I remember looking back and seeing the cop pulling them over. But,
I mean.
No, he said, the dealer said he was going to kill you, right? Or something?
Yeah, something like that.
They were in middle school. You were in middle school, right?
Yeah. He was like a grade above me. I was like, all right, dog, whatever. I've had the plug I know right now. He always pulls up with a different fucking bitch. He dropped an eighth. Different fucking bitch. This bitch had blonde hair. He's been fucking with curly hair bitches for
the longest time.
Blonde bitch. And some of them kind of bad. Some of them pretty questionable. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he's not a bad looking dude. I'm just like, what are you doing? But he's cool, dude. Like, he came into my bar, and one of my regulars now. He's gonna come in.
You gotta tell me when you work. I wanna
Wednesday
be a regular.
Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, and then I work.
At Sawgrass?
Friday nights.
Do
right
you?
Now. Yeah.
This Sawgrass right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but do you check ID?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
How could you check ID when you got your fake and sometimes you get.
Because I'm smart about ID. It.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Like, I mean. Realistically, if like, okay, so since I work for TABC, I know like the signs. I've never gotten someone from TABC, but they always come alone, right? There's always two guys standing around somewhere in the restaurant
with suits.
No, they're just in regular clothes, but they're like baggy, so you can't see like their holster, right? And then
they carry guns. They carry guns.
Yeah, I mean they're like officers, but they don't use them. They're not the one that. This is just in case. And then
when are you 21?
In a month.
We need to be your regulars.
Yeah. And then whenever I ask, are you 21? You're legally not allowed to say yes if you're not and you're working with them. You know, you have to say no, I'm so and so age. I'll ask. I'm like, are you 21? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay. But if they give me a hard time, they're like, oh, come on. I'm just like, no, I'm sorry. Can't do it.
I think it's funny that like Chicken and Pickle, they don't ID.
They fucking don't.
Where?
Chicken and Pickle. Oh, yeah. I've gone multiple times and don't get ID'd.
I got ID'd there.
You did? How did that go?
Didn't get my drink.
No, but like
Chicken Wing, bro.
There was probably like a tip about TABC going out or something when you
it was just nervous. Like, can I get them?
But like at Andretti now since they're getting paid more, they get in trouble for not checking ID or not for, you know, serving minors and stuff like that. Not even if the TABC was there.
No, for sure.
But that's just because they're getting paid much.
You know, it's funny. All my managers know I'm underage. I'll go into work and drink. They'll come in. They'll talk to me and say hi. No one says a fucking word.
I was going to say, you're a bartender at 19.
I mean, you can be a bartender at 18.
But you can't mix drinks, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I guess That was a myth.
Uh-huh. Well, unless they don't go fuck, but you know.
Who's gonna care, bro?
I mean, the corporate manager came in, saw me bartending, and I was like,
yeah, I assume like they'll be like, hey, yo, what the
The beard surpasses all logic.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't get carded 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Like whenever I go out with my friends, I'll let them order first, see if they get ID'd. If they don't get ID'd, I never get ID'd.
You look like a 25-year-old electrician, dude. I've met so many people.
You look like you work at a shop.
Yeah.
You just need a bandana. Probably
because of the, I mean, whenever the hands. I trim up, I look a little better. But, you know.
Yeah.
Bro, fucking MILFs behind the bar.
What if I blacked out at the bar?
No, I would have cut you off way before that. Cut people off.
Are you at that? You don't even care? Like, huh? No, because, like...
Would you be like, bro, you need a sock? Like,
I mean, it's not that I don't care. Like, I'm still nice with you, but I'm just straight with you.
No, but I'm asking, like, what is your...
What are you going to tell me, bro? You see me like...
So, okay, so...
How straight
the... Prime example. Last night, I had these two ladies come in at 4. Order drinks, beers. Like, shit ton of beers on happy hour. Right around 7, they'd already been there for, like, 3 hours. They were getting kind of drunk. I'm like, hey, ladies, like, are you driving tonight? They're like, yeah, we are. I'm like, okay, let's take a little break. Brought them some bread. I go, thank you. They ate the bread. Let them sit another minute. Then I got them another beer. They end up staying till like 9:30. But like, if they're not bothering other guests, I'll let you get as drunk as you fucking want. But until they start getting loud, like I told them, like, hey guys, y'all laughing a little too loud. They're like, oh, sorry. But if they start making causes, seeing them. Sorry, I'm gonna have to cut you off. This one lady though, she started arguing with bar guests. Like she started talking to them and like started going into arguments, like started arguing with us. And so I was like, hey man, like we're gonna have to cut you off. Like four wines was too much for you. Four wines. I mean they were four big glasses, but still.
Still a lot.
Well, I was wondering, like, how close to the line do you follow, like, based on, like, rule following?
Soon as they cause a disruption, I'll cut them off. But like I said, if they...
what if they're just slouching?
Obviously, if they show signs of being intoxicated, like, heavily, I'll stop it. But if they're just, like, cool, vibing, like, maybe they give a little head wave, but they're not being any type of way, like, I'll let you keep drinking.
Does Victoria still work there?
She's in bar training right now. She's on her second day.
Oh, okay. Good.
I love her. Tori.
Is she actually a bartender or is she training?
She's training right now.
You just said he was training.
What do you mean? But like, she's not serving drinks.
She's serving like...
Oh, so she's actually like bartending? Yeah, bartending?
She's actually bartending. Like, she's just in training. So she's not working.
Does she work the same as you?
No. She's been working in the morning. Next week she works Wednesday and Thursday with me at night.
I'll be a regular. I think it'd be kind of cool to eat steaks and have a drink.
Yeah.
Like a dope.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Until this guy needs to be.
You should come in during happy hour. Beers are half off. Appetizers.
What's happy hour?
3 to 7.
You don't know it.
3 to 7.
Yeah. No, he meant
you
like
said
what
when's.
Time?
I thought you said once. I was like, what the fuck?
He said what, but I knew what he meant.
Did you say what?
I have no idea. I've had a long day,
bro. He said what?
Did you work today? You said yeah, right? Or no, you said you were moving.
I've been
Tell
up.
Me about that.
I've been up since 4 in the
you
morning.
You know he moved that, right?
No, I don't. What happened?
Now he's moving back in, but I want to know.
Get myself.
Well, I'm moving back in because my lease for my new place is in 2 weeks.
She, bro. I was like, this what the fuck is it? Okay.
What?
So
you thought I was like,
I thought
I gave up and went back to my mom.
I thought you're like, I can't handle it, bro. I got to go back.
What happened? I can't handle it. I know how to live on my own.
Tell me everything. I want to know about your...
It's really interesting. You're going to find out once you move out.
Can you... One second.
Huh?
Yes, mine.
The third one is yours. Yes.
I'm gonna lower it. There we go.
It's really interesting once you move out.
No, I imagine.
You start, I've heard people say that.
What? Like what?
That you start finding who you really are.
Yeah, yeah. Because you get to spend the whole, like, all the time by yourself.
It's actually true. You start finding out who you are because you're not under the influence by anyone. You're on your own.
Exactly.
You're cooking your shit. You're eating shit. It's up to you to get to work on time. And I've been to work on time every time. I've been waking up at 4 in the morning for a long time now.
So, how do you like it?
It's once you do it, you're not going back home. I'm only going home Because my lease is in 2 weeks. Yeah,
I get that.
And even that, I feel like grossed. Because like, once you're on your own, once you got freedom, once you got...
So why, what made you move out? What made you move out?
Why? It's just...
Like, what was the last straw that you're like, you know what? It's time.
Well, the tension between me and my parents. The tension of, I'm 20, I'm not doing anything with my life. I worked at Saltcrest. I quit Saltcrest.
Yeah.
And then...
But, like, what was the moment you're like, I need to... I'm
well,
putting it down.
They were threatening to kick me out.
Okay.
And they're telling me, like, how I need to get my shit together. And they're telling me all this. You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. And I'm like...
Don't you remember he texted us like out of the blue. He said, if I don't get this job, my dad's not going to let me in or something like that.
I remember.
Yeah.
And anyway, you're like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I got my apartment the moment I quit Saltgrass. Yeah. So I have no job, no plan or anything. I had to figure shit out. And I figured shit out.
Fuck yeah.
That works. You're going to, when you're put in that position, it's either do or die. And you do, you're going to keep doing. You know,
100%.
If you're that type of person, I'm that type of person. I've realized that.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to find out you're that type of person, or you're not.
Like some people got it, some people don't. And clearly, like I got it. I'm gonna become someone now. Like I'm really, like this was me last time y'all met me. Like I'm here. Except the time I gave you a ride. I was going through some.
Wait, you gave me a ride. Which one? When that was the one.
I gave you a ride at work, like a week ago.
No, you're fine.
I gave you a ride to work.
You were fine then. You already had yourself.
No, but I was going through some things then. I was going through because I broke up with my girl.
Yeah, but you
I
know
didn't even know you had a girl.
We like the growth. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm way.
Oh yeah, like, it's good to see.
It's insane. Wanted. Just watch. I've realized that I'm a monster, and I'm gonna learn how to control being a monster.
100%.
That's
how it goes.
Yeah, I'm not a regular human. I'm not made for that. 9 to 5 for 20 years type shit.
So the thing is like you moved out into an apartment, but the thing, but you had like 4 other roommates, right?
I had three other roommates.
So the new one you're moving into, is that also?
It's only gonna be one. It's gonna be a 2-bedroom.
Oh, it's only one more roommate.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it like? Because those were all college kids, right?
Yeah.
Well, except for the one that worked for the government or whatever you said.
Oh, the big black guy. He's still a college student too.
Oh, okay.
No.
But what was that like living with 3 other people? Because
I'm half 80% of my day is work and sleep, so I rarely saw them. If they saw me, it's because I'm cooking something.
Yeah.
If I'm fucking a bitch, I'm too loud. You know, if I'm bringing a bitch in, that's when they see me. Okay. If I'm being too loud, they'll be like, "Hey, you're fucking too loud. It's 2 in the morning."
Fucking 2.
Yeah.
Did you hear other people fucking or what?
Nah, 2 of them were pussies, and one of them's
yeah.
I don't know, but
bro, so. Let me tell you about my car real quick. So
yeah, talk about your car.
We're rebuilding. I mean, the replacing the clutch, brand new clutch, new flywheel, lightweight. It's gonna be cool. But while it's fucking broken right now, I'm gonna order a shit ton of parts so it comes back fast as fuck. So I'm gonna get brakes. We're gonna do new intercooler. Gonna go ProTune, short shifter. What else? What else did I list off? Why one more thing? And then I want to do new suspension on top of the new suspension it already has. I want better suspension.
Oh. Keep upgrading.
Oh, no. Before that, I'm going to do new tires, new wheels and tires. So it's going to sit on nice, pretty wheels and tires.
So you're upgrading a new suspension, right?
I thought you were going to sell your car.
Not yet.
I thought
you were gonna sell your car to him.
Okay, so
the
original plan was I'm gonna sell the car, buy the STI, but I was researching.
Oh, I want an STI too.
The STI is not reliable after you mod it, and I want to heavily mod my cars, so convince my dad to sell it. So I'm
has it.
He's not gonna sell it tomorrow. He's gonna sell it.
This you said at the end of the year, sometime last year.
Okay, plans change.
I know that. I'm just saying.
Should happen.
Anyway, he's keeping the car. He's going to sell it eventually. And then I'm going to keep my car and then mod the shit out of it. I'm going to probably fully build it.
If you're going to keep your mother.
Yeah. But when she comes back, she's going to be making like $350, I'd say.
When she comes back, making
350 horsepower.
Okay. I was like, 350 what?
Yeah. It's gonna be cool as fuck.
How much does that car have stock?
260.
Oh, okay. So
it's not. Because I'm still going to have the stock turbo. I'm not going to change that out. But it's on its way out. I should replace it. What?
How did you upgrade that? Or did you bought it out?
No. It comes stock with a turbo.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
What was I going to say?
Oh, Fuck it.
So the can you resell suspensions? Like used?
Yeah.
Like some? Okay.
I mean, you can sell your stock suspension. Some will probably want it.
I still have it. How sketchy. But why would you sell stock suspension?
If someone bought like a modded car, I want it back to stock.
Oh,
instead of buying brand new parts, you buy used parts. I buy used parts all the time.
Suspension or something, I guess.
Yeah, but
how sketchy is that though?
Not very sketchy. Okay.
I'll sell you my car.
Look how worn it is. You still got the Volvo or what?
You want a project car? I'll sell you my car.
You got the Volvo still?
$500. It's all yours.
No thanks.
What car are you gonna drive?
I'm about to spend $2,500 on this car.
$2,500. Fuck. I was about to buy a Ford Maverick.
I've seen them.
Cool. The trucks?
Yeah.
They're hybrids.
Oh, why haven't you?
Well, because I got the white van, so I'm going to save
it. Why don't you sell it?
Huh?
Sell it.
Sell the white van?
Yeah, sell it.
Why not? I only have $8,000.
Right, it's not bad.
But
$8,000, say you get like four for the fucking van. You'll probably get more. But well, say you get four.
Well, okay. with a fucked up transmission, I'm going to get $4,000?
Okay, maybe two. Or one.
Maybe two.
But then you got nine. You can put a down payment and start paying off your car. That's what I've been doing.
I was just going to... what's it called? I was just going to save up for the next year. And then...
Makes sense. Good plan.
Get that Maverick.
Good plan.
Right now, it's going for like 22.
Yeah, dude. Honestly,
they're pretty.
That's totally affordable.
Brand new, too. 22 brand new.
So...
I could afford it if I worked. The thing is, I don't want to work next semester.
I want a motorcycle.
I
want a motorcycle.
Guys, it's killing me, bro.
When y'all got the motorcycles in school, I was like, I want to fucking do that shit. And then I was like,
yep.
You got it at the worst fucking time.
Nope, it was the best time.
Well, yeah, because you weren't in the school.
I had the most fun.
Yeah, because you weren't in the school.
That is true.
I was trying to take care of
work. Bro, honestly. You have $8,000. If you have till next year, $3,000 will get you a solid motorcycle for you to start on. I'm not even gonna lie. Just because I said that, I'm gonna go find you one.
Oh my god!
What type of motorcycles are you into? Do you sport? Like, okay, what appeals do you? Do you like sportier bikes? Do you like my dad's type of bike, or do you like little cruisers?
Well, I like the
six. Or do you like the Harley style of bikes?
No. So I'm a minimalist. If you haven't figured that out by now,
picked that up.
Picked that up. What do you mean you picked that up? I want to understand that.
Okay, noticed.
Yeah. So
I'm a minimalist too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You don't live on the bare minimum.
I just moved all of my stuff in one trip.
Period. As you should.
That's not entirely minimalistic, but. That's just.
I have clothes. Shoes.
That's efficient. That's not.
I have clothes. I have shoes, books, TVs.
Hmm?
I got very
like
few
I'm so minimalistic that like, I'd buy paper plates instead of washing them.
I'm so minimalistic. No, I wash every plate after.
Okay,
I use
you're
it.
So you're minimalistic. Okay, this bike is not at all fast. It has a front rear seat. Has everything you need to be a motorcycle. It's even cool looking. It's just not fast.
I saw a guy with a moped.
Yeah, that's like the minimalistic bike I was thinking of. I saw a guy driving a bike just
guess
like that.
Guess the price.
What? Guess the price.
$1,000. $1,500.
Like, well, he said $3,000. Give me a good bike.
$3,000,
so
your limit.
I'm gonna say $3,000. $3,000.
$1,600.
$2,000. Damn.
See,
it's 2013 too.
Exactly. Ooh, only has 10,000 miles. Bikes. Will start to wear, like, you'll notice at 30,000. My friend's bike has 50,000 right now, and it still runs. So you have to take care of it.
What, you mean miles? Or, like, I don't,
yeah, 50,000 miles.
Are you still good idea'd at London's?
No, never.
We should right? go. We should go after this. You're done.
I'm done.
And Nick, just don't drink anything. Just don't exhaust, bro.
Don't what?
Don't exhaust.
What am I going to do, bro?
Play pool.
Okay. Don't drink anything. Play pool. Let's
have drink pool. Have a drink. You know, I had my first drink at London's.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you drank it before.
Okay. Yeah, or say you want a little bit of the 2000s, still a little minimalistic, not a fast bike, but pretty cool. Looks sporty. Very 2000s bike. Fully fared.
I like the other one better.
Right, I figured.
But, like, if we ride together, we run from cops, or?
No, you are not, you're not running from anything.
Why you say, oh, because it's so slow. Yes. That's exactly, you're just going to leave me in the dust. You're just like, oh, cops.
You're not even going to go fast enough for them to want to chase you. That's what I'm saying.
They're not going to chase you. They're just stay right behind you.
They're going to be like, sir, move out of the way.
I can do this easy.
They're like, sir, please speed up. It's not even worth the
fun. You're going to rev and it just.
It's hilarious.
I mean, I could evade them.
Don't start thinking like that. That is a very bad idea.
Okay,
like,
or?
What's your thought on that now?
What? Thought of what?
Running from cops.
I will still completely do it. If I'm on a motorcycle.
That's different. He's different.
I'm on a motorcycle. I'm on a motorcycle. It's fast enough and I'm doing some shit. You're not going to see me. Yeah, anyway, so hold on. I have some other interruption. So, do you like, I know you like going hiking and shit. You want a little adventure? Get an adventure bike? Street legal?
Is that a street M?
Yep. Whoa. You can take this one off-road.
No fucking way. That's...
So it's an adventure bike. This sir, 2007, will cost $2,500.
Shoot, bro. That just sounds like a good... Like I should. Like I just...
Yep. I don't know. No.
Because you think I'm going to fucking die, but...
You're going to die,
I'm
bro.
I'm not going to... Bro,
I don't want to go to your funeral.
I've done more dangerous shit. Like,
he's actually not going to die. Being on a motorcycle that's not, like, ridiculously fast is actually pretty safe.
Then he's gonna get money.
The only reason why I was in any danger is because I was going triple digits.
He was running from fucking cops.
It's different though. You got that look, that crazy look that you could do it. You know.
Okay, but he's not gonna be going that extreme.
His bike is not even physically capable.
That's a fucking joke, bro.
Yeah, it's not even capable of him doing it.
Once you get a bike that's capable, you're like, I'll run these fucking cops.
Man, I got
you know what? Morals. That's what you learn you can do later on, but not right now.
See, please don't.
So it is an agenda, you know.
How's Jacob doing? Is felon over?
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. No, he's still dealing with his felony.
See?
But
how does that work? How does that work?
See, do you want to be a felon, Nick?
He's not gonna be a felon. His bike's not fast enough for felony.
Even if I did get one, I wouldn't run.
That bike I was talking about tops out at 80 miles an hour, so that's just an expensive speeding ticket, my dude. Like, say you're 45 doing 80, you're just paying a lot.
You're not getting away from no one, bro.
That's what I'm telling you. You're not going fast enough to be a felon.
That's good. No, but like, I wouldn't run from cops, bro. Like, I'm past that life.
You've never been about that.
I know.
Have you ever been in handcuffs?
No, I've never been.
Okay,
I've never put myself in situations to. Be
yes,
in
you
handcuffs.
Have smoking weed in public.
God, bro, that's fucking.
I do
barely,
that all the time.
Fucking yeah. Barely.
I do that all the time.
Fucking barely. But still, it's the risk is there. You don't
in public. What is like? What we smoked weed in public like 3 times, maybe.
Oh, it's just.
And even when we smoked,
you're not
it,
a criminal.
You're not a criminal. It wasn't like
you wouldn't make it in jail, bro.
Say you want to have a little class, be a little stylish. Pretty cool. I can tell you like the
it's
other
like,
one.
It's kind of like your dad's car or the car.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's how I would mod my dad's
bro,
bike.
Bro, you could get a fucking bike with me. We'd be
see?
Biker bros.
Bro,
I'm thinking about getting a bike because it's fucking killing me. $60 every three, four days.
Guess the price
for your gas.
$1,500.
That's 20 years old, bro. Fuck that.
I don't know. I don't know if I would drive.
Bikes are built to last.
I wish bitches were built to last.
Oh, dude, you can go Honda. Honda's fucking super reliable.
CBR?
No. Honda Rebel.
No, I wouldn't look cool in that.
Oh, you're talking about Victor.
Well, okay, what would be your budget for a bike? I don't know we're going to change
that. My budget? Maybe four.
Four?
For like 4K. That'd be a month's worth.
Okay, four. Say 4,000 scrolling back. What are you interested in, though? Do you remember a sports bike?
I want a sports bike.
You actually want a sports bike?
Sports bike.
That you're being for real. Like, you want the full, like, uncomfortable houching. Like
yeah,
the
I want to look like
but
a
why?
Star.
Then. Okay, fuck yeah.
You're over here, like...
That one, or like a Harley Davidson.
Why would you... What would you want a sports car?
Here's a... here's if you want to jump to 0 to 1,000. Here's this 2001, same year as mine. Jixxer's 1,000. My one's a 750. So this one's faster than my old bike.
But didn't you... Oh, your old bike. You're talking
has a shit ton of miles. Has 60,000 miles. But it still runs. So you would still get fun out of it.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Right? Jigsaw 1000. This shit tops out at 185. Bro. It'll fucking rip your dick off.
Bro, that looks like a scooter.
But
like,
start on that, I will say you're going to kill yourself. So no,
if it's going to get me to work, cheaper gas.
But all there's right. better options that won't kill yourself. And you'll have way more fun because you won't be scared shitless.
Did you take your bike to work a lot? Or?
Sometimes. I showed up a good amount of times on my bike. It's pretty cool. Cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I want a bike now.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's like very affordable.
Would you do that shit? Like, you know, I've always had a fear. Like, we're doing some like, you know, sketchy shit, right?
Boom! I found the perfect fucking bike. Okay, for Vic? Yes.
For Vic?
Yeah. Okay. So CBR 500, 500 CCs. It's not rip your dick off fast, but it does over 100 miles an hour. All right. It doesn't do 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, but it does accelerate faster than an average car.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is me. Oh, this is me, bro.
Guess the price.
Let me see that.
Yeah. 4K, bro. Oh, that's easy money. 4K is nothing, bro.
How big is that person sitting on it?
That's a baby. That's a little baby kid.
Let me see. Okay. I was like, damn, that's fucking huge. Yeah. I thought that was a grown person. But, that seems like a bike this year.
Eventually. Not right now.
All right, like, I'll share this.
Saving up for a car.
I mean,
man, you don't need a car if you got a bike, bro. Like,
exactly.
No. What do you need to carry anything for work? Like, bring like shit?
No. Okay. Just my hat, a pen, my gum, and a water bottle. All those things are very essential. How have you been? What are you doing with your life?
Me?
Yeah, Nick.
So, you know, for the last semester, I've been doing really well in school. I practically did nothing but school.
Are you learning anything? You feel like this can be useful in life?
Yes.
Feel like you're just getting a degree?
Well, only in one of my classes this semester, I felt like it was useful in my life. And that was calculus, because, you know, obviously.
I'm so glad I didn't go to college.
Why?
I'm so glad.
Why?
Because if I went to college, I wouldn't get rich. I'm going to get rich now.
You wouldn't have been in the position you're in right now.
I wouldn't be. I'd be much more of a pussy.
I feel like you wouldn't. I don't see a major that would fit you in college.
Because I'm not meant for college. Yeah. I'm going to become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
I want to be on Shark Tank. I want to be a shark.
What's your,
would you start a fucking business with me with my engineering? Oh, okay.
I have a lot of plans for businesses, okay, and passive income.
I had business value.
If you really want to be fucking cool as shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
And this one comes with some stunted out shit. Bro. Like, stunt boy.
I pull hella hoes with this.
This shit gets you some attention.
Cool. Bro, put this shit up.
No, no. Bro, guess the price.
5K.
Guess the price.
Oh,
what the?
Runs. I can get that, bro. Title in hand.
Bro, I could buy that.
You could buy this tomorrow.
I could buy that right now.
Yeah, you could go buy this tomorrow, and he has the title for you. Anyway. And it's your bike.
Easy money.
It's pretty cool.
4,000 is nothing.
And this one's actually pretty fast. Like, that bike competes with my bike.
Well, I wouldn't want it to be fast. I just want to look cool and get to work on time.
This man just said he wanted a sports bike. And he doesn't want to be cool.
Well, you can have a sports bike and not be.
I don't want to fucking die. I haven't had a kid yet. I can't die. Or millions of years of evolution through my fucking family just dissipates to nothingness.
Yeah, but pretty much this last semester, I've only really focused on school. I hanged out in the library.
Are you still with Kaya?
Yeah, I'm still with Kaya.
Wow.
I hanged out with the library most of my time the last semester. I saw Arisa there.
Really?
She didn't say hi to me.
Arisa came to my bar today to hang out.
C21?
No. I wasn't giving her drinks. She had a virgin pina colada, and then her mom came in and I served her drinks.
Oh, okay. That's why you didn't give her drinks.
Well, she was there for like an hour and a half before her mom showed up.
Interesting.
But I let her try my favorite wine. It's It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna become a regular.
Dude, honestly, you can come
I'm gonna come in
like,
with a book.
No, she's a dog.
With a what?
Huh?
Like, you can come in.
You say you're gonna come in with a book?
Yeah, I probably want to chill there, have some steak, have a drink, read a book.
Yeah, that'd be expensive, bro.
Not for me.
No, you can come in.
You're complaining about gas. Is this hot grass and expensive?
I spend like $40 every day.
You come in happy hour, you get lunch, steak. You're spending probably like 40 bucks, but with drinks. Easy. And then I spend probably 20, 30 without drinks. Maybe less.
Yeah, that's nothing, bro. I have adult money now. Now I can be like, I could go every day. You work.
Yeah. That can honestly, be like, we have a bunch of construction guys that come in for lunch all the time, just sit at the bar.
Well, I always get all at 4 anyway. I would have to do it on my day shift. 4 or 5.
I ain't going to drive all that way, too.
I still live here.
Yeah, I know.
I don't live far.
Would you take, like, off of work? Well, I guess you.
Like, once you get off, you know.
You have to get home.
Probably just change shirts, put some nice shoes on. You know, I wanna know what living nice is like.
Living an adult life is like, yeah.
I've already been living an adult life.
But you mean like the full experience, like you had to go out, like spend your own money?
Well, I already do that. I've been living life so amazing. My life's been amazing. So ever since I moved out, I'm making real money. I just do whatever I want, whenever I want. And when you're making $2,000 every 2 weeks, you want to do something, you fucking do it. Doesn't matter.
But yeah.
I've always thought about that.
2,000 every 2 weeks.
This is nothing now, because I got business ideas.
Oh shit! I'm gonna be
making hella money. If you want a real job, man, I'll show you how to get a Toyota job. I mean, 2,000 isn't that much, but it's livable, like nothing.
No, I know what you mean.
Because rent is all my bills add up. It's $1,000. Yeah. I got 3,000 to do whatever I want for the rest of my life.
So, what are you working towards right now, Nico?
Right now?
Yeah, like Vic's working towards the adult life. I'm working towards my degree.
Right now, I'm kind of, or this past year, I was kind of like just enjoying myself, just like working for myself. But I think by the end of this year or next year, because I'm going to spend a good amount of time as bartender at Sawgrass, I'm going to leave and do health and life insurance. I'm going to study and do the exam. Yeah, and then I'm just going to do that. That's what my mom did. She's been doing it for like 20 years, so I'm going to join her. And then that, or, yeah, that's pretty much my plan. But I'm not too worried.
How much
like, she's been working there 20 years, and she makes over $100,000 a year. But college kids like work there, and they'll make like $1,000. Maybe two if they work hard, like every week or so.
Damn.
But like part time. So yeah. If you work full time, you'll make more.
Damn. Yeah, I have a friend who's going into the police academy this summer.
I had a police officer come in today.
He was telling me like how he got to wanting to become a police officer. He went to school for criminal. What's it called? Yeah. That's
crazy.
And he wanted to work with like the DAs and stuff like that.
DEA? Drug enforcement?
No, the DA, the district attorney office. Oh. But the thing is he smokes, you know. Yeah. And so his like counselor sat him down and was like, "Have you smoked in the last 2 years?" And he said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Like a couple times, you know. And he goes, "Have you smoked in like the last year?" And he goes, "No, I actually haven't." He's like, "Are you lying?" And he goes, "No." He's like, "Well, the DA requires you to be sober for 4 years.
That's fucking gay.
4 years before you join. The
just lie, bro.
SAPD, well.
Well, they could hair test you.
I had a hair test.
But if
still
if,
passed us.
Yeah, does that last 4 years?
You can
apparently it lasts that.
You can get a shampoo.
Just shave your fucking head.
No, that's
it doesn't work?
No, that's even worse.
Oh, okay.
You got to get this certain type of shampoo.
But, he was like, if, like, DA is 4 years sober and the police academy is 2 years sober. Like the SAPD and stuff. He was like, "All right, shit, I guess I gotta be a cop."
Yeah, well, might as well.
And, so that's how he did it. And then he just started, like, accepting that he's gonna be a cop. And I was asking, like, okay. Well, how much?
That's rough.
If you're, if,
yeah,
like,
it's
if,
not that much.
If, You'll be surprised, bro.
Really?
I'm not, bro. Okay, it got me thinking, bro.
No, I mean, that's rough because you're going to, if you're a San Antonio cop, you're going to see some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're going to experience some shit. I don't want to.
But, like, I was asking, like, then how come right then and there, why didn't you just become a cop? Why did you finish your degree?
Yeah.
And it goes, well, so a cop after 4 years without a degree makes $65,000-$70,000
It's not bad.
A year. A cop with a degree makes $80,000-$85,000 a year.
That's very much livable. Very good. It's yeah. Very,
that's
very comfortable.
That's living, bro. So I was like, fuck, bro. That makes me want to be a cop. Like,
you think you can take it? And
do it. I mean.
No, I don't think I can.
I don't think you can.
Like,
so I actually, I was talking to a police officer today. He came into the bar. He worked for the San Antonio Police Department for 20 years.
And 20 years, damn.
And then he's now working for the Leon Valley Police Department after he retired. He came back. He didn't say how much he makes, but he was saying being a San Antonio Police Department is way better than being a local like police department. Because as a bigger police department, he said there was like 2,000 of them. And each one is assigned to a specific group. Like if you're homicide, like you'll respond to homicide, whatever. So, like,
are you talking about SAPD or Leon?
SAPD.
Okay. Because that's what my friend was telling me.
It's not, you don't see everything, but like, they'll move you around. So, like, it'll probably be better. Because he says in Leon Valley, there's less of them. There's probably like 100 or maybe less. And you're saying he does everything. Like, he responds to homicide. Like, he did 3 murders, and there was 2 people who died in an accident within like a week. And he was there at all 5 of them.
Yeah.
That's tough, bro. You ever seen a dead person? Like, you ever seen someone die?
No, I have not seen someone die.
It's not pretty. It's not like the movies.
Have you seen someone
die? I've seen someone get run over by a 16-wheeler and completely get their body dismantled.
Where was this?
I was like 7 in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Nuts.
You ever seen someone die, Nico?
I cannot say I have, no. I've seen videos. It's fucking weird, though. I've seen the video of this guy get his head chopped off like it was an actual video. It was actually
Was it the fat narco? Or he's like,
It was pretty disturbing. Like, they held his neck back and they just, like, sliced it until it fell off.
When I was in high school, we had these group chats and group me, and people would just randomly send me compilations of people being killed.
That shit was fucking weird.
It's not pretty, bro.
No, it's not. But,
don't ever kill someone, too. It's not gonna get
you. Wait, you kill someone?
Thought about it.
But, no, the closest I got is, I remember one time I was driving back home, and they were doing construction on 1604, and this dude drove his sports car right under.
Just paid $30 Uber Eats.
What'd you order?
You didn't even invite us in? Like,
it's gonna go to my apartment.
Oh, okay.
I don't even care. $30 is...
What was it?
Nothing.
What was it? Halal.
Nothing.
Halal. Chicken.
The fuck is that? Oh, okay.
And chicken over rice. Nice. From where? From Halal.
Halal.
Abu Omar Halal.
Nice. What time's he gonna get there?
I'm gonna tell my room. Anyway.
You told your who?
Your roommate.
I thought she moved back in your mom's house.
Yeah. Today. Actually, tomorrow I have to turn in my keys.
Okay. So he's staying with me, right?
Today I moved in my shit. Tomorrow I'm just going to turn in my keys, say goodbye.
Hey, how is changing your address like? Or did you not have to?
I still put in my mom's address.
Okay.
I don't trust systems.
True.
Suppose I go get to see the dogs.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
You should move out.
Me?
I'm not moving out for the next few years. I'm gonna save.
Do you not
I'm
want
save,
to?
I'm going to save money. And I'm gonna buy myself a condo. I can buy myself a condo on Sawgrass money, but I'm gonna try to save a lot after I spend the money on my car. So.
I get that.
But that's gonna be like my 3-4 year plan.
Kaya got a big girl job.
Where she work at?
She works at a what's it called? It's a firm.
Law firm?
A law firm?
No, not a law firm. It's for accounting.
Oh, cool! Nice.
She's gonna. How much you make a year, Victor?
Me?
Yeah. Depends.
What's 4 times 12?
144.
4 times 12 is 48.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Four times 12 is 48.
I'm thinking of 12 tons, so Jesus I'm fucking Christ. High. All right, don't fucking test me right now.
Well, so the best bartender right now makes around 50 to 55,000 a year.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So I'm gonna, that's my plan to buy my condo.
So you make 48,000.
I make 50 grand if I don't work. If I work all Fridays, all till Friday. If I work Saturdays, it's gonna be like 60.
She's gonna make like 38,000. That's fixed. That's a fixed.
That's
amount.
Awesome. Like that's actually really awesome. Like really salary. Cool.
And so I was. The thing is, like, I'm in school, and my shit's fucking hard, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
Let me just tell you something, okay?
Calculus. I mean, how far are you? You only got what, one more year?
No, I got a lot more years.
How many?
Right now it's not coming to my head, but let's see. In Vista, I got about. Because of how I handled it. Not very smart of how I handled it. But I have, I think, 3 more years. But that's not
at Vista?
Yeah, that's not a full like semester. So I had to take 2 next semester. Then I had to take 2 the next semester. Then I had to take 1 more. That's not 3 years.
Why don't you just...
that's not 3 years. It's 1.5 years.
Okay. Why don't you just combine them, though?
You can't, because it's prerequisites.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's why it's taking so long.
That's fine. And then after that, you're going where? UTSA?
UTSA.
For
and
how
then
long
that is 2 more years.
So you saw it 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
You should get a job.
Sorry, buddy.
So, there's that thing, but I don't want to work.
I could talk. You don't want to work?
I don't want to work.
Well, it's actually really hard to work once you get, like, farther into school.
Yes. That
well, Mariana, why
once you're done with your degree,
let me tell you something, like, bro.
I'm talking about once you get your degree.
Oh yeah, no, I don't want to work in school. I'll work over the summer.
You could not handle
school. Like Mariana too. Like she's only on her second year or her third year.
Who?
Mariana.
Yeah, Mariana. Mm-hmm.
And like she's gone through it, like because she's bad at school, so like it takes her a while to do stuff and like on top of work. Like
so, I'm also bad at school. That's why I take Adderall. Adderall helps me.
You sound like an ad for Adderall. Adderall helps me.
Are you abusing it yet?
No, I'm not abusing it.
Are you sure you're not abusing
I'm
it?
I'm sure.
Because you start lying to yourself.
Because I forget to take it more than overuse it. But yeah,
have you drank coffee with it?
Huh?
Have you drank coffee with it?
No,
it feels fucking great.
You know why I don't?
Have you taken it first in the morning?
Do you know why I don't? No, you know why I don't drink coffee with it? Because my doctor told me not to.
Oh, he's smart,
bro. I would take 2 with an energy drink.
Yeah.
You get cracked out, bro.
But
that's user error.
You need to stop it once everything starts getting great. You're not the point where you start abusing it, but you're gonna get there.
Like I don't think so. What I'm about to say may sound insensitive to some majors, but STEM is so much more fucking difficult than business.
Actually, I believe it. Okay, everyone says that.
Yes. Look, let me just give you an example. Okay. Business major, stop fucking with the stand. I'm sorry. But business
put your major, hands on me one more time.
Ooh, what are you gonna do? Stop your shit.
The business majors, you know, they're able to fucking party.
Yeah. Fuck
I can't, bro. I don't have the time. The only fun thing I can do is probably go online and play some video games.
So how has your relationship with Kaya been?
That's insane that you're still with her.
Yeah,
bro.
So tell me about that.
And you know, nothing's changed.
Really?
Nothing's changed. The only thing that
she
changed,
love you.
Yeah.
Of course she loves me. Do you think she'll ever stop loving you?
I don't think so.
Bro,
I'm gone for 2 days and she's all over me.
Okay, but tell me what you're saying. So things are just.
Huh.
Continue through what you're saying though.
Oh, things are just the same. Nothing really changed. And to be honest, we're spending less time with each other. It's not before you say anything.
I mean,
not,
that makes sense.
Not,
though. You've been together what, 4 years.
Yeah, it's not because we're tired of each other. It's more because all I wanted to do when I was in school was just study. That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah,
and do homework and shit. And she, being bro, leave it. She, I don't mean to shit on her academics, but she sleeps during her classes.
You can't.
And she passes with B's.
That's awesome.
How the fuck, bro? I can't do that shit.
How dumb you really are,
bro. I study for hours and I'll get a B.
Well, I mean, they're different classes.
Yeah, it's entirely different, bro. It's let me just so you know, business majors can party, and they can still pass with B's. If a STEM major parties, he can fail.
Like, I believe
for
it.
Sure. I spent
80% of my conscious time, I say conscience because I have ADHD, and most of the day I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I spent 80% of my conscious time on calculus, and I passed with an 89. That fucking pissed me off, bro.
No, so I can imagine, like, not a fucking, like, perfect score.
89.64.
I mean, doesn't that round up to 90?
No, it didn't. It didn't round up. They didn't give should've, a fuck. Should have,
it's 0.6.
I know.
No, it should have been 6.5.
Bro, I messaged my teacher. I was like, bro, it's 0.4% left. Come on, man. Just push it. No response. Just stayed at 89.
Dude, well, you better marry Kyle.
Hey, you know what? That's, you're doing good.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I have a really good understanding of calculus.
It's awesome.
I can really understand.
Do you see the numbers? Like Neo in the Matrix?
Yes, I see the numbers. Oh, so, you know, it's really odd because, you know, when you started the semester, you get through these questions, and the first questions you get, they're you know, easy. You know, you just got to figure out. And after that, when you get a little further in calculus, it's actually you have to put your actual thinking cap on.
You know what? You know what I was just thinking about? That's kind of funny. So I am into and work on what you are studying to create.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Well, not
I don't
necessarily
mean to
engines.
Can
but
you
like,
rephrase that? I didn't understand.
You didn't
that.
Get that.
Like,
he,
you're studying.
So what I am into and what I work on and what I'm passionate about is what he's studying to create.
To innovate,
maybe not exactly
to
engines.
What do you
but
mean by
to redesign? Because engineers will design an engine like.
Oh, you mean by your car? What you're doing with your car?
Yeah.
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 Like whether it be suspension, like whatever, it's been engineered and designed.
You're getting life skills. Easy life skills. Not easy, but like.
Nah.
Good for you, bro.
Shit fucking sucks. But it actually makes me really happy. I'm not even going to lie, when I do, I hate doing it, but when I start doing it, it makes me like really content. So like, I've learned to just do it.
I'm really proud of myself how I'm handling school.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Good for
as
you, man.
Should be.
Like, keep at it.
That entire semester, I didn't feel like a bum once.
Hell yeah.
Right when the semester ended, I feel like a bum again because I'm not
doing
shit right
if
now.
If you think about it, like, it should be like that. Like, you should have a point in your life when you, like, feel like you're grown up.
Yeah. I feel like, everything I do in school, except for the speech.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck about it.
I mean.
But, like, for chemistry and for calculus, I felt like everything I was, like, I felt like I was actually, my time was being spent.
You were getting fruits from your labor.
Yeah, sure. Like my spine.
Nice.
My spine.
That's the best.
What was in that
world?
Fucking weed, bro?
Can I have a hit of that?
Listen. Sure. Thank you. Right. You have to take a good fat rip, though.
No, I just want to take a small hit. Just to mix with the alcohol.
But for, like right now, I'm just trying to
it
find.
It doesn't hit hard.
I'm trying to find relative work experience. And I can do it through Andretti, but I don't really want to.
Don't get a real job. You're not going to be able
to. You know what I think you should do? Is you should find, like, some type of, like, hobby or something related that you like and try to find a job with that. Like, a small one. So you have, like, another set of skills that, like, maybe don't help you forever,
so
but, like, you
have. I'm already doing that.
Porn star. OnlyFans?
No. I 3D print.
Oh, I saw that.
That's
cool as fuck.
I have a 3D printer up.
Can you 3D print a gun? Let's turn the mic off.
No, it's fine.
Can you 3D print a gun?
Well, you know. In face
can you
3D
print a gun?
Yes, sir, you can.
No, I'm saying, can you 3D print him?
He said yes.
Can you do it right?
He said yes.
Like, can you like start on it right now?
No.
And it'd be progress.
No.
Because it's not going
to. I need major upgrades to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, major. Like.
Like
to the point, like majors that like wouldn't even be worth it to me.
Just buy a brand new one.
Huh?
Just buy a better one.
No, you still have to upgrade it. No, like you can't buy no printer you can buy online right now.
Right.
Will be able to print you a gun.
Not even like an industrial one.
Well, an industrial one, but also
it's gonna cost you more than to just buy the gun.
It's gonna be pretty hard to buy an industrial printer, which you want to buy a gun, or you want to print guns on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like,
seems kind of
sketchy. Why are you buying this, sir?
Why don't you just go and
not
buy
just
a gun?
That, but
you're,
like, if you're trying to build a gun, you're probably needing, you know, your printer about the size of this table, like maybe just this much of the table.
It's too much money.
But industrial printers are about the size of this room. Like,
So, but yeah, you should just buy a gun. I don't know.
But to buy your point,
a gun? Your Jacob point, did. He bought a gun.
As a felon?
You.
That's insane.
They don't got background checks.
I don't know how he did that, but yeah, he bought a gun.
He bought a gun as a felon.
I don't fucking know. I don't think it's a felon anymore. I think they lowered down to a misdemeanor. Yeah, but he's still in court for it. Anyway, but yeah, he bought a gun.
Interesting.
But back to what you were saying about you working on things I'm going to create or design.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to work in gas cars.
It's fine. It's just it's essentially...
I think hybrids and hybrids with gas car.
Work for Toyota. We build hybrids.
I know you build hybrids. A lot of
we've been seeing it all the time. We're actually been doing presentations about how to handle hybrids.
Oh, that's nice.
You can just
probably right.
No, you can't.
But, yeah, just do that. But I want to work on hybrids and EVs.
That'd be cool.
Shit's hard as fuck, but no, it's not really.
If you really want to.
I could
get a reference. I'll talk to my area.
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I could probably build a EV.
So honestly, if you break it down, it's not that complicated because you need is an engine.
You don't need an engine and an EV.
Oh, I'm talking about on a hybrid.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, like you just need the engine, and then you just need a torque converter connected to the engine that then charges the battery, and then the battery attached to the axles that causes that forces it to spin.
Most
in hybrids, the most simple like way.
Most hybrids, if they're not, trying to be hard-ons, is all they do is turn on when you accelerate.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what helps your MPG so well. That Maverick I was talking about, guess the MPG.
45.
Yeah, but you knew.
Yeah. 45 city, 60 highway.
I say 45, 60 highway.
Exactly what 60, I just said.
Okay, well, it's 45 city, 30 highway, but
no, it's still really good.
Yeah, it's like that's a sedan,
and fuck yeah,
sedan. Like the Fusion is, I think, 50 mpg.
Yeah, because my mom's Prius was those numbers.
Yeah, Priuses They're are pretty
fucking insane.
Pretty nice. I was actually thinking.
Honestly, I like Priuses. Look pretty nice. The new ones, I think you should go.
Tell me this. If I buy a Prius, do I lose my balls?
No.
Yes.
No, honestly, my mom's Prius, the interior was actually really cool. It was really sporty. It wasn't fast in any means, but, it wasn't ugly to look at. Like, I actually like them. Like, I think they're a smart investment.
Yeah,
like,
that's... Buy. So, I was the gas prices are rising, and I was like, you know what would be really helpful right now? A fucking hybrid.
Honestly, I would support the Prius.
Amy.
Don't get a used one.
What?
Don't get a used one. Don't get an old one because those are gay. Then you lose your balls.
Oh, the Priuses? Yeah,
don't get a Prius, bro.
No, stop shitting on Priuses.
I'm not gonna get a Prius.
They're actually really good.
Honda Accord, bro.
I'm not getting a Prius because I'm saving up for the Maverick.
Get a truck. Get an older F-150.
Have you seen the Accord hybrids? They're actually really nice.
I haven't seen them. I probably have seen them. I just probably don't remember. But
if you get a Prius. You're a little bitch, bro.
You're a little bitch.
My sister has a hybrid, and she pays $35 a tank.
Never mind. Get a Prius. It's a good financial decision.
I know, right? I was gonna tell you. You should if when you're looking for a car, you should look at a hybrid.
Okay, guys. I just found one. A used one, 2018, goes for $26.
For what? Accord.
Accord hybrid, brand new, $27. I like the base model. Sorry. And these are the pictures of her.
You see this, Mo? That's a car for you.
I would get that car, actually. The Honda Accord Hybrid.
You're spending max on gas. Oh, fuck. You're spending 40 max on gas, probably.
40 max?
Well, not it's a sedan, right?
It's a sedan.
Car is a car. Gas is gas, too.
Probably.
And it's very reliable because it's on.
Don't try
to... Franny spends like 30 or 40.
Don't try to make a car that runs on water, bro. I don't want you to die.
What?
A hydrogen car?
Yeah. Just stop, dude.
What?
Don't say that.
Why?
People are dying for that shit.
Who cares? Where did you hear this?
I saw it on TikTok. What about
it? You saw the video?
And
the recent one?
No, and what do you mean?
Tell me, I haven't heard about this. Tell me.
It's kind of gay. I don't know what you're talking about. I just saw someone. It's like, I'm trying to make this engine run on water.
He's dead,
Oh.
That's He's dead. The black guy?
You know it already...
He died, bro.
You know it already exists, right?
It happens.
It's already in cars.
Can you buy it?
You can buy it.
I mean,
it's called a hydrogen cell.
It happens. Like, experiments go wrong. Fuck up.
You know, no car is actually going to run on water. It would run on steam.
True.
It's a steam engine.
So, there's a way to use hydrogen to, you know, you pretty much, hydrogen cars are making hydrogen explosions in their car.
Are you talking about just pressurizing the water to move the pistons, essentially?
That's what a steam engine is, isn't it?
I mean, instead of heating it, I mean pressurizing it.
It does the same thing.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, I guess I'm agreeing with you. Sorry.
If you were using if you're using actual water for an engine, it'd be steam
or
pressurized, whatever. That'd but be cool. You can use a much more efficient way with hydrogen and hydrogen cell, and it makes mini hydrogen explosions in your car. And
so
the reason why that's dangerous is because it's a fucking explosion.
I mean, yeah, but really combustion reactive. Engines are little tiny controlled explosions.
But they're not as reactive as hydrogen, though.
That's true. Oh, like you mix the hydrogen with the chemical and then that's what creates the... Oh, that's fucking cool.
It's splitting hydrogen atoms.
That's a cool idea.
It makes water out of it. But
nice.
You can't... There's no car that could... Right now, at least, obviously, in a couple of years, we might find the technology. No car will be able to run just fully off of the hydrogen.
Well, think about
it. It's so dangerous. Like, you could
blow a city.
You could, yeah, you, not okay.
A city. A part of the
not
city.
A Wait, city, like a think fucking about intersection,
it.
Maybe.
We're going to take a normal engine right now. So, in a cylinder, there's import for gas and then one for air. So we replace one with water, replace the other one. Do you remember like 7th, 8th grade class when they showed you the video of how water reacts when you set chemicals in them? You take the one that explodes, that shatters the glass. Remember that? Something like that?
I do not remember this.
I don't remember?
Do you remember learning how water reacts with chemicals?
Like oils? I remember how...
Like...
If you put them in a cup with oils and
like no, ones. Like you said, oh, you set like water and it reacts violently, like lights on fire.
Yeah, I remember.
So you use that chemical. You put it in the chamber where we had air. So whenever the chamber's open, that's a little bit of water, that's a little bit of chemical. There's a little reaction that explodes, push the piston down, and four pistons or whatever. No, vice versa, and turns the wheels.
Maybe, but honestly, if that's already haven't been created, it's probably not efficient.
I'm just saying that would be. That's what I'm
imagining.
It'd
be a fun home project.
Fuck yeah.
But, yeah. All right, well, it's been like an hour 15 now.
So. I actually really liked that last, 20 minutes.
Me too.
It's cool.
I like the whole hour 15.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's fine. Do you need help working on your car?
What?
Do you need help working on your car? Someone with your tools, you know, just watching.
I mean, if you want to come hang out when I do it, I have a buddy, his name's Mark, he's dropped transmissions on his Z and then on other cars, so he knows how to do it. So I'm going to have him help me out, but I'm having people come and just hang out.
Just hang.
Yeah, if you want to come.
No, I just,
we're going to go to...
Whenever my transmission goes, whenever my transmission gets in, I'm going to have it already unbolted and dropped, so I'm just going to put the clutch on, bolt it all back together.
I just... want to get into the groove of that stuff.
Yeah. If you want to, to see, how things work, it's pretty cool.
Because
I have my engine taken apart.
Most of mechanical engineering is the car industry. And just being a mechanic for a couple of years will really help.
Look, check this out.
This is really random, but there's a UTSA club that builds, race go-karts.
That's awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I know.
So, look. This video, this is my intercooler, this is all my intake piping. So when all that's off, I have a top mount intercooler, you see it right there. But all my piping goes into my turbo, and that's my little turbo right there.
I'm too high for this. Your yellow lights.
See how my car sits right now? This is her. A bumper off of an ugly shit.
Bro, I thought that was a wrecked car.
No,
when I saw that on your
I took it apart.
Oh,
Snapchat. He was talking about the whole thing. What was I gonna say? What's the yellow lights for?
Oh, I just tinted them yellow because I thought it'd look cool.
Oh, okay.
And then I fixed my fog lights. I have yellow lights that when I turn the lights on at night, they actually turn green, which is pretty cool. I didn't know that. And now I have my red fog lights. So, cool. really contrasting color.
Wow. I saw his yellow headlights, and I was like, yeah, he really hates moths, huh?
Moths? Yeah.
I hate moths. Like, I couldn't walk
good
inside
getting,
your door.
Good luck getting the fuck out.
It's disgusting, bro. We gotta be his regulars.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
If you can be a man, get a drink after a long day. Have a drink.
But you're lucky. You get out, well, except for some night shifts.
Me lucky?
When you're not on the night shift.
I'm always tired. Like, after 9, I am exhausted.
My regular shift is closing. I want to go to the... Well, you're not 21.
You're not 21.
Yeah.
I'm about to be. I was talking about when I turned 21. But there's a new bar by Andretti. But they check ID, and you can only enter if you're 21.
I can't.
Let's go to London's right now. You know?
If we go, I'd go for like a single drink.
Just you know what? Actually,
when I have a ride back.
I play a game of pool with you.
I want to call it. We can plan it out some other time.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I'm fucking tired, dude.
Yeah, I'm tired too.
What are you doing? Goodbye. Oh, you want a handshake?
See you there.
All right, boys.
That's it. Me. No intro, no outro. Get the fuck back.
Beautiful. That was nice. I forgot what it was like talking to people my age.